Today's Amud is Yevamos Ayin Aleph Amin Aleph. We're holding on Ayin Aleph Amin Aleph, about 10 lines on the top, by the words Amar Mar. So we're in the middle of discussing the halacha that a Kayin, who's an Arul, a Kayin who never had a Bris Mila, Lefi Rashi, his brothers died Machmas Mila, Mamela, once two of his brothers died Machmas Mila, we paskin like Rebbe in Mila, two times is a Chazaka, and it's Asur for him now to get a Mila, it's considered a Sakana, it's a Chashash Sakana, so he doesn't get a Bris Mila, Lamaisa, he's an Arul, true, it's an Aines, he's still an Arul, he never had a Bris Mila, and he's not allowed to eat Truma. What's the Makar that he's not allowed to eat Truma? So Rabbi Eliezer brought it from a Drasha, from Gzeir Shava, Taishav V'Sacher, it says Taishav V'Sacher by Karban Pesach, it says Taishav V'Sacher with regards to Truma, just like when it comes to Karban Pesach, an Arul is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach, so too when it comes to Truma, an Arul is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach, and even though there's a Pircha, but Taishav and Zachar that it says by Karban Pesach are extra, it's not needed, so it's Mufna, throw one by Truma, keep one by Pesach, it's Mufna Mishnei Atzadin, and Mamela we can make a Gzeir Shava, even though there's a Pircha. That was all Rabbi Eliezer's Drasha though, of Taishav Vesachar, the Gzeir Shava of Taishav Vesachar. Rabbi Akiva had said, Amar Mar, and the Gemara starts off quoting it, that Amar Mar, Rabbi Akiva argued, Rabbi Akiva Aimer, Rabbi Akiva said, that in its Arach, you don't need to bring a Raya from Karban Pesach, you don't need to go on to it, come on to a different parasha. You can learn the halacha that an Arul is not allowed to eat Truma from the parasha of Truma itself. Harei Aimer, it says in the parasha of Truma, Ish Ish, the pasuk says, Ish Ish Mizera Aray. It says that if a person, Ish Ish, if he's Tameh, Lo Yaychal, Bakadashim Lo Yaychal, he's not allowed to eat Truma. Chazal Darshan is talking about Truma. So it says, Ish Ish, this extra word, Ish Ish, the extra word Ish is coming to be Marbet something. Rabbi Akiva says, the Rabbi says Aro. That's coming to be Marbet Aro. That not only is someone who's Tameh, not only is a Kayin who's Tameh not allowed to eat Truma, but also Ish Ish is coming to be Marbet, it's also an Arul. An Arul is Ketameh, a Kayin is an Arul, even if halachically is Tar, he just went to the Mikvah, he had Harav Shemesh, everything, Lamaisa, he's an Arul, there's a certain element of Tumah to him, Ish Ish is coming to be Marbet, then an Arul is also not allowed to eat Truma. Ask the Gemara. It doesn't say anything about Aro Lahedi in the Pasuk. It's just, there's some sort of reboy. So we're coming to be married by someone that not only is a Tami not allowed to eat Truma, there's someone else that's also not allowed to eat Truma. Rabbi Akiva said it's referring to an Aro. Ask the Gemara, how did Rabbi Akiva know to be married by Dafka an Aro? Ve'ema l'rabba he says a'inin. Maybe we should be married by an a'inin. That if a person has one of his close relatives who had just died, so he's not allowed to eat Truma. Maybe an a'inin, just like he's not allowed to eat Kachim. That is the halacha, that an a'inin is not allowed to eat Kachim. So maybe an Ainin is not allowed to eat Truma. Ish Ish is coming to be Marbe an Ainin, not coming to be Marbe an Arul. It's coming to be Marbe an Ainin. So Amar Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Chanina, Amar Kra, the Torah says, V'chol Zar. No, the Torah says that a Zar is not allowed to eat Truma. Someone who's not a Kayin is not allowed to eat Truma. We darshan from there, a Miyat, that Zaros Amar Tilach, only a Zar is forbidden from eating Truma. V'loy Aninas, but an Ainin is not forbidden, an Ainin is Mutter. So since we have this Miyat, we say it's going to be Mamayin an Ainin. And an Ainin is allowed to eat Truma. Ask the Gemara, maybe the Miyad is Gufa for an Arul. Ema V'loy Arelus. Maybe the way you used to darsh in the Pasuk is that V'chol Zar, that a Zar is not allowed to eat Truma, but an Arul is allowed to eat Truma. Says the Gemara, it can't be coming to be Mamayin an Arul, because Aksiv, Ishish, we have a Riboy already of Ishish, which is coming to be Marbin Arul. Well, says the Gemara, that's Gufa the question, Umar Isa. It comes out, you have a Riboy that's coming to be Marbin, someone that's not in the Parsha, that he's not allowed to eat Truma. Ishish, not only is a Tameh not allowed to eat Truma, but there's also someone else who's not allowed to eat Truma, and then we have a Miyat that says only a Zar is not allowed to eat Truma, but there's someone else who you might have thought could not eat Truma, but really he could. Now you're saying that the one who are coming to be Marbe is an Arul, and the one that we're going to be Mamayit is an Ainin, maybe it's the opposite. Maybe an Arul is allowed to, only a Zar is not allowed to, an Arul is allowed to eat Truma, and Ishish is coming to be Marbe and Ainin. So says the Gemara, like it always does, Mistabra, we have to look at which one's more logical. And says the Gemara that in this case, Mistabra, Arelas, Havali, Lurabuye, it would make more sense to be Marba and Arul, Le'isser, that an Arul is not allowed to eat Truma than to be Marba and Aining. Why? Shekein Maisim, Krusim, Bedavar, Ha'evet. Meaning there are four, really we'll see five, Chumras that Arul has over an Aining. And the mnemonic, the simon for that is Maisim Krusim Bedavar Avid. Bedavar Avid. Mechusar Maisa, Umaisa Begufai. First of all, Maisim refers to two things. Plural. Maisim refers to the fact that an aro is mechusar maisa. He still has to do something. He has to give himself a mila. And not only is he, does he have to do a maisa, but that maisa is mamas intrinsic to him. It's something on his body. So that's very chamer. Va'anush kares. It's liable to kares if a person doesn't fulfill the mitzvah mila. V'yashnai lifnei hadibur. That's davar, dibur. It's a mitzvah that existed before Matan Torah. Already Avram Avinu was given the mitzvah of Mila, unlike Oinein, Aninus, which was not given before Matan Torah. Umila azuchar va'avadu ma'keves, and also Eved, that there's a halacha when it comes to Karman Pesach, that Mila is very chamer, Arelus is very chamer, that even if a person has a Mila, but if his sons or if his avadim do not have a Mila, so that makes it that he cannot eat from the Karman Pesach. So you see, Arelus is something that's treated very stringently. So that's why we'll be married by Arelus, and an Arul is not allowed to eat Shuma over saying that an Oinein is not allowed to eat Shuma. Says the Gemara, Adar Rabba, what are you talking about? Aninus avale. Really, aninus is very chamer, and you should be married by an aini, that an aini cannot eat truma. Shekein yashna b'chol shah. Aninus has a chumra over arelus, that is something which always constantly exists. A person could constantly lose one relative, and then the next, and then the next. Lo aleinu. As opposed to mila, it's one and done. He gives himself a bris mila, and then he's done. V'nayheges ba'anasha v'nashim. And unlike mila, which is only by males, aninus is something that it's even by females, it's even by nashim. And another thing, is that the imbi other lasakin atzmai. Mila, there's something he could do. It's in his control. Aninus is not in a person's own control. If he loses a relative, he's an ainin. It's not in his control. So says the Gemara, it's true. Einachanami. You're right. Ainin also has these chumras, but hanach nefisha. Arelus has more chumras, and that's why we'll be married by Arelus, and an arol kanadi truma. Rava amat. Rava says, b'lei hanach nefisha, namilei matis amret. Even without this math game of more chumras versus less chumras, even without that, you still can't say that we should be married by an onion over an aro. It makes more sense to be married by an aro than an aro cannot eat truma, because Amar Kra, look at the drasha. What's the riboy that we're coming to be married by someone that someone cannot eat truma? What's the riboy from? It's from a pasuk which says ish ish. It's a pasuk that describes a man. It says ish ish. So now ezu davar sheyashna biish veina biisha. Have you amir zeh arelus? So since the whole drasha is from the extra word ish, it sounds like we're being married by a certain ish, a certain man. So that's why it makes more sense to be married by something which is only by men, referring to arelus, than to be married by aninus, which is something which is not specific to men. So that's how Rabbi Akiva knew to darshan ishish that specifically coming to be married by an arol, that an arol not only is a tummy not allowed to eat truma, but also an arol is not allowed to eat truma. Now ask the Gemara that Rabbi Akiva, and really we're going to have to go both ways with this, is that when it comes out, Rabbi Eliezer darshan that an arol cannot eat truma from Gzeira Shava of Taisha Vesacher, and Rabbi Akiva darshan that from the extra word ish, ish ish. Now we have to see what each Tana does with the other one's pasuk. So says the Gemara of Rabbi Akiva, Hai Taisha Vesacher my Avilei. We mentioned that Taisha Vesacher that it says by Karban Pesach is mufna, it's extra. So what is Rabbi Akiva darshan from the words Taisha Vesacher that it says by Karban Pesach? Amrav Shmaya Lasuye Aravi Moho Vigivaini Moho. It's coming to include a guy, an Arab or a Givaini, who has a bris mila. And even though he has a bris mila and he's technically not an arol, the halacha is that he's not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. That's what we learn now. The Taishav and Sacher, lo yaychal boy, that they can't eat from the Karban Pesach, it's referring to an Aravi Mohol and a Givaini Mohol that they're not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. Well, ask the Gemara, it's pashut that they can't eat from the Karban Pesach. Well, because they have a mila, so now they're not an aro? It's not true. V'hani mulaninu, just because they have a bris mila, now they have a title that they're considered mild, that they're considered mulin, they still have a din of arelus, they still have a din of an aro. V'hatanan, like we learned in the Mishnah says that if a person makes a neder, and he says, kainim sha'ani nene la'arelim, which basically means that he says that he's forbidding upon himself any sort of hana from an arol. He's not going to get any benefit from an arol. He's not allowed to get any benefit from someone without a mila. So he's mutter ba'areli Yisrael. So now any Jew who does not have a bris mila, he's allowed to benefit from him because he says that I'm not going to benefit from arelim. So it's afal pikein, a Jew without a bris mila is not, doesn't, it's on his etzem. He's not called an arol. Mamela, the person is still allowed to get hana from a Jew who does not have a bris milah because he's not called an arul. And the aser b'muli ayv dekechavim. But as opposed to a guy, even if a guy who has a bris milah, he still has a din arul on him. And mamela, the person is not allowed to be neneh from a guy, even if the guy has a bris milah. So if a person says, "I'm being making a neder and I'm not going to get any benefit from an arul," he's still allowed to get benefit from a Jew who technically is an arul, doesn't have a bris milah, and he's not allowed to benefit from a guy, even if a guy has a bris milah. So you see, a guy even with a bris milah has a din arul. And once we bring the Mishnah continues that kainim shani nena lemulin. If he says, "I'm making a neder, I'm not going to get any benefit from someone with a bris milah, from a mul," so mutter b'mulei oivdik echavim. He's allowed to be nena from a guy, even if the guy has a bris milah, because he still is called an arul. Va'aser ba'areli yisrael, he's not allowed to benefit from a yid, even if the yid doesn't have a bris milah, because he's by definition called mulin. So what do you see from here? That a guy by his very essence is called an arul, even if he has a bris milah. So why would I need a pasuk, taisha v'sacher, to be marbe, that an Arabi mohol and a Givoni mohol are not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach? Of course they can't eat from the Karban Pesach, because they have a din arul, and an arul can't eat from the Karban Pesach. So Ella says the Gemara, what do we darshan from Taisha V'Sachar according to Rabbi Akiva? It's la'asuye ger shamal v'loy taval. Taisha V'Sachar is coming to include a ger who did bris milah. He's coming to convert. He did half the process. He did bris milah, but he didn't yet do the tefillah part of the geiris. Since he didn't yet do the tefillah part of the geiris, so he's not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. He's not an arul. He already has a bris milah. He's already on his way to becoming a yid. But l'maisa, he didn't yet go to the mikvah. So Taisha V'Sachar, you would have thought that maybe he could eat from the Karban Pesach. Kamash Malon Taisha V'Sachar, then no, he's not allowed to. That's one thing that's coming to be Mamayit. Again, it's two extra words, so we need to be Mamayit. Two things. So one is a Ger Shamov Le'Taval, that he's not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. And two is V'Katan Shenoilad Kishuhu Mo, that he's coming to be married, but also a Katan that was Noilad with a Bris Milah. And even though he's Noilad with a Bris Milah, you would think, oh, so he's perfectly fine. He's not an Arul, so now he could eat from the Karban Pesach. No, because the Kusav Rabbi Akiva holds that Tzarech Lo Hatef Yimenu Dam Bris. It's Machlokes Tanayim and Mesach HaShabbos. Rabbi Akiva Shita is that even a child who's born with a Bris Milah still requires Hatafas Dam Bris to extract a minimal amount of Dam from the Aver. And therefore, until that happens, he still is called an Arul. That's what we're learning out from Taisha V'Sachar. It's not Be'etzim. You wouldn't have thought that he's an Arul. He's Nailan Mo. But Taisha V'Sachar is coming to teach us that, number one, a Ger Shomov Le'Tavol is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. And two, a Katan who did not yet have Tavos Dam Bris, even though he was Nailan Mo, he's not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. Now, the Rishayim ask that Rabbi Akiva clearly holds that a Gai Shomov Le'Tavol is Kilu Le'Mal. It's not a good Geiris. If it was a good Geiris, then he should be allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. And we'll see soon, that's mashma from the Gemara, that the Pshat in Rabbi Akiva is that he holds that the Ger Shomov V'Le'Taval is Kilu Le'mal. It's not a good Geiris. It's not a good Geiris until he does the entire process. That everything's Ma'akev. If so, the question is, the Rishayim ask, is why do I need a drasha of Taisha V'Sachar to tell me that a Ger Shomov V'Le'Taval is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach? It's partially he's not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach because he didn't do the process. He might have been mal, but mal v'lo taval skilulei mal. So he didn't do the process. So of course he cannot eat from the Karban Pesach because he's a regular guy. As things stand, he's a regular guy. So Taisus Amen Vavim Abeis in the Sugi of Geirus answers that in a Chanami, it's from here that Rabbi Akiva learned the halacha that the Ger Shomov Le'Tavol Skilulei Mal. Meaning, when we started off doing Shnai Mikra, we don't know what's going to be by Ger Shomov Le'Tavol. You come up to Taisha V'Sachar, where the Torah says that the Taisha V'Sachar is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. Rabbi Akiva says it's referring to a Ger Shomov Le'Tavol, that he's not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. He learned from here that, it must be a Ger Shomov Le'Tavol Skilulei Mal. This is good for the Makar. However, the Rashba says a very, very surprising tarot, which is quoted a lot by the Paiskim, very negayat, a big controversy that happened. We spoke about it in the Reis al Halacha and the Mila Sugyas. But it says the Rashba that a Ger Shomov Le'Taval, it's true that he's not yet a Jew, but he's also not really fully a guy. Once he's Mal V'Leit, once he was Mal, so the Rashba says that Afa Pishle Nigmar Gerusai Mikol Makoim Kvar His. ktsas bedas yehudis. That's the lashon of the Rashba, that he's nichnas ktsas bedas yehudis, that he's already, once he did the mila part, so he's already somewhat of a Jew. He's not really a Jew yet, but even though he's malvoy tavos kilulei mal, but there is something that happens. It was nageyata for a ger who wanted to keep Shabbos after he was malvoy taval, and the Rav got upset. He said he cannot keep Shabbos. But you see from this Rashba that no, this he's not really a guy. It's not a guy shashavas, because once he does the mila, so he's already nichnas ktsas bedas yehudis, and that's why there's a half a mina that he could eat from the carbon pesach kamash malon taisha v'sachir. That no, a ger shemov leitaval is not allowed to eat from the carbon pesach, even though he's nichnas ktsas bedas yehudis. You might think he could eat from the carbon pesach kamash malon, that he's not allowed to. That's the way the Rashba answers the kasha. Al kapanim, that's what the Gemara says. That's what Rabbi Akiva learns from taisha v'sachir. Rabbi Akiva, who learns that an aro cannot eat truma from ish ish. So what does he do with and Sacher? Bottom line is that he uses it to be mamai. He uses to be married by two people that cannot eat from the Karban Pesach. One is a ger shomov leitafal, and the second is a katan shenayla kushumo, because Rabbi Akiva holds that such a person requires a tafas dam bris. Whereas Rabbi Lazar, who says that Taishav and Sacher are extra, he didn't have the ability to say that it's coming to discuss that Taishav and Sacher is discussing a ger shomov leitafal or a katan shenayla kushumo, because Rabbi Lazar is letamei, Rabbi Eliezer is Shitasai, the Ammar, who says that the Ger Shem Avoy Taval is Ger Malyahu. He holds that the Ger Shem Avoy Taval is a regular Ger, and therefore he could eat from the Karban Pesach. So Taisha Ben Sacher cannot be referring to a Ger Shem Avoy Taval, because such a person is a regular Yisrael. He's allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. Ukesavar, and also Rabbi Eliezer holds that katan kishanaylan mohol ain't sarach lahatzef imenu dam bris. And if a katan is born without an arla, something which doesn't really exist nowadays, even though they're somewhat born without an arla, but mamish zero arla is kamat lo benimsa. But theoretically, if you have a katan that's nayla kishumo, so Rabbi Eliezer's shita is that he does not require hatavas dam bris. So he's a regular mole. He's not an arla, and he's allowed to eat from the carbon basach. There's nothing left that he needs. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer did not have an option to say that Taishav and Sacher are coming to be married by these people. Elamai, it was extra. It was for the Gzei Rishava of Taishav and Sacher to teach us that an Arul cannot eat Truma. Now, says the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer, hi ish ish my avidlai. So if he learns out that an aro kanani truma from the gzeir shava of taisha v'sachir, so what does he do with Rabbi Kiva's extra word ish? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer holds that that's not something to darshan from. Dibra taira kalasha bani adam, the Torah talks in a regular way, and ish ish is a way, is a figure of speech, and therefore there is no drasha to be made from the words ish ish.